I want to ask you about some of the points that you made in your written testimony, which I thought were quite striking, about the challenges of mitigation strategies, particularly mitigation strategies that involve lockdowns, full lockdowns, which, of course, we experienced in virtually every part of the country, certainly my home state, earlier this year, and that many have been advocating as a mitigation strategy again now. You write about the data that the consequences of social isolation and a deteriorating mental health that is associated with these lockdowns. I was particularly struck by the CDC data that you cite that says, let me get this right, that 1 in 4 young adults seriously considered suicide this past June when much of the country was locked down. That's a really stunning number. And these impacts that you talk about in your testimony are really stunning. So can you speak to the challenges that maybe young people in particular, but all Americans face from lockdowns as a mitigation strategy?
I think lockdowns as a mitigation strategy are a failure of policy imagination. And they have been had absolutely devastating effects. Humans are not meant to live in isolation. And that's the main focus of the lockdown strategies. Now, I think there are some folks who are at high risk from this disease. As I said, older people, people with chronic conditions. And so, for instance, 40% of deaths have happened in nursing homes. There, we actually do need to do some sort of isolation. But we have to be careful there as well. There's been a 20% increase in dementia-related deaths in nursing homes, apart from COVID. There's the key failure, I think, is a failure of public health to recognize that there's dangers other than COVID.